Welcome to the Friday Coffee Club, a look at news stories and events in our region with Janice Puska.
Welcome to our show. It's great to have you with us. Well, on this week's edition, we're going to bring you more about a story that was on our website earlier this week. Regarding that display about Kappus Gasing in the Mill at the New York Times Museum in downtown New York City. You see, Kappus Gasing and the New York Times, their history dates back to when the New York Times and the Kimberly-Clark Corporation used to own Spruce Falls Power and Paper Company. We had a long and very extensive interview with David Dunlap, who was a longtime writer at the New York Times and also became curator of the museum. Here is part one of the interview with him, where he starts to talk about his love affair for those giant rolls of newsprint that would show up at the newspaper.
I was, as an employee at 43rd Street, always impressed by these gigantic rolls of paper that would arrive because our old offices were both factory and headquarters. And every day, these gigantic rolls of paper would arrive on 43rd Street with their ends capped by a spruce branch, the silhouette of a spruce branch, and the label around it saying Spruce Falls Power and Paper Company, made in Canada, Kappus Gasing, Ontario. And so I was always intrigued by these rolls of paper and decided to delve into the history of Spruce Falls. And when I discovered how vital Kappus Gasing had been to New York Times history, and I suspect vice versa, I knew that there had to be a place for it in our new museum.
How big is the display that you've got of Kappus Gasing up there, sir?
Well, I have to tell you, in all honesty, that it's modest, because given the scope and range and age of the times, we had to, and the size of the room, we couldn't devote too much space to any one subject. So the way we've represented Kappus Gasing is twofold. One is a copy of a commemorative book that Kimberly Clark printed in the 1930s, and the book is open to a series of photographs of Kappus Gasing, one of the an aerial view overall of the town, and one is an aerial view of the paper mill itself. And then there's also a large photograph showing the arrival of Spruce Falls Paper on West 43rd Street. So I'm afraid that is that's the limit of it. It sits in a table case that is devoted to the production of the paper and of newsprint. Also included in the same table case as the Kappus Gasing material is a beautiful scale model of one of the color press units in our press room in the borough of Queens here in New York City. So it's, I'm sure once the pandemic passes and people start coming back to the building, it will be a well-visited case.
Well, talk about the museum at the Times. If people from Kappus Gasing or from the area get a chance to go to New York City soon, once, of course, the travel restrictions are lifted, they can actually go walk through this museum, correct?
Well, here's the deal, and yes, I extended an invitation to the town, and it absolutely stands with listeners to your program. That is, if you find yourself in New York, I would love to show you this exhibit, however modest it is. I now have a copy of Cap 100, though that arrived after the museum was laid out, so it is not on exhibit, though it's in our permanent collection. But the way to reach out to me, because I should say, Dennis, and I was remiss in not mentioning this earlier, the museum is not actually open to the public because it's on the 15th floor of our headquarters, and in fact, the boardroom is just down the hall from it. We necessarily cannot have public visitors, but so long as I'm associated with the Times, as I am, as the museum curator, you are welcome to write to me with the email address museum@nytimes.com. Museum, M-U-S-E-U-M at nytimes.com. And just let me know when you're coming, and we'll figure out a rendezvous, and I'll meet you and take you up for a tour.
You can read the whole story on our website at mycapuscasingnow.com. Next week, part two of our interview, where he talks about, among other things, Mr. Sensenbrenner. For further information on the Coffee Club and to listen to past episodes, visit our page on the On Air section of our website. And once again, it's at mycapuscasingnow.com.